It's Connie back with you. We're going to look at some more powerful communicators. And the one we're looking at today is the second one, and it is building that trust is a must. I want you to think about your bank account. You know, when you get paid, how great it is to feel all that money in your account. Or maybe it's one of those months, you know, when you have three paydays in one month if you get paid every other week. Or you just got that big bonus check at Christmas time. Wow, you feel so empowered. You feel optimistic. You feel great. But let's look at the other side of that. The end of the month, when it's right before payday, you just got a few dollars left in your account and you're at the grocery store. And you know you can only buy these three things because you don't have enough money for a whole buggy load of groceries. That's really depowering, isn't it? It just takes your power away. You feel small. It's like you can't wait till payday. Well, couples and relationships, it's the same thing. It's the emotional bank account. And do you make deposits into your spouse's bank account, emotional bank account, or do you always withdraw? And once you know this concept, you know, you recognize it, and then you can work on doing better. You not only recognize it for your relationship, you recognize it in other places, at work, out with family, out with friends. Are you a person who's always giving and depositing, or do you have a tendency to withdraw? So let's talk about that emotional bank account. Literally, if you are encouraging, you are uplifting, you support your loved one. You maybe, you know, it's not about bringing gifts. It's literally about how you talk to them. Do you believe in them? Do you encourage them? Are you there to help them? Do you do your part? Do you do your part in the household? These are the things that are deposits in an emotional bank account. But let's look at withdrawals. If you are a person who maybe you talk down to your spouse, maybe you don't talk as nicely to your spouse as you do those people at work. Maybe at work you got a great smile, everybody thinks you're the best, but when you go home, maybe you're tired and you can't put on a show any longer, and so you talk down to your spouse, you're not nice to them, you tell them they got a problem instead of knowing that you got a problem, and you're constantly doing just that, and you are withdrawing from them. You're constantly withdrawing. Well, trust and influence in a relationship is just that. It's trusting each other, and we trust each other. We believe in each other. Our love continues to grow whenever we continue to make deposits into one another's emotional bank account. Making constant deposits. And that doesn't mean that once in a while, you know, we're not going to have good control, or we're not going to fly off the handle, or we're not going to be nice. But, you know, it's like practicing talking nice, practicing lifting up the other person, right? Making those positive emotional deposits. Too often we turn the mirror of wrongdoing and we shine it on someone else. Not taking responsibility, finger pointing on what we're actually frustrated with. And this is a manipulation technique. Have you ever thought about it? It's literally manipulation. So I got a problem, and so I'm going to throw that over on you, and now I'm going to make you feel bad. Well, that's definitely a withdrawal, right? Definitely withdrawal. So some while back, I had two little boys on my couch. One was 5 and one was around 12. The two little boys were sitting there. They weren't engaged at all. One, the 12-year-old's watching TV. It's all cool. They're both laying on the same couch. Their feet are close together on the couch. If you could picture that, heads on the end. So the 12-year-old's watching TV. Everything's cool. The 5-year-old, he's playing games on the phone. It's all cool. And then all of a sudden, the 12-year-old starts to say, "Hey, I want you to move off the couch. You're bothering me. Get off the couch. Get off now. Move." And he starts to kick the little one. He starts to kick him. He says, "Get off the couch." The little one still is hardly even paying any attention because he's still engaged in the phone. And so the 12-year-old keeps going on about this. Well, you know, oftentimes we didn't see what happens with kids, and so we can only make assumptions. But this time I happened to actually see what was happening. So I'm going to say probably that 12-year-old was probably getting hungry or is a little tired. And so all of a sudden, he starts to make emotional withdrawals from that relationship. Although the little kid wasn't really paying attention, the 12-year-old is making withdrawals from that relationship. And it's the same kind of thing for us as adults. Whenever we're tired, hungry, frustrated, angry, and we throw that onto our spouse, we're making those emotional withdrawals. Instead of depositing, you know, into each other, we're blaming. We blame the other person. And so they literally start to think, especially if you have a soft-hearted spouse, they start to feel bad about themselves because, like, you think bad of them, right? This is why many people don't get along. They project their bad attitudes or actions onto someone else. You got to come to grips with the problem and say you have a problem and know it's your problem and not always be blaming on somebody else. Seek first to understand and then to be understood. That's my favorite Bible verse. And it comes also I love the fruits of spirit. And actually, I forgot to put that in my notes, so I can't share it with you. But I love in the Bible, the fruits of the Spirit, and it's what having love and joy and all these things, and there's nothing against this. Communication is the most important skill in life. Emotional bank account, everyone wants a rich, respectful, and loving relationship. How do you get that? Golden rule, treat others the way you want to be treated. Deposits, of, you know, like I said, courtesy, kindness, honesty, keeping comments to yourself whenever you're feeling frustrated, encouraging words, help your kids, build a reserve, build trust, build a large bank account. You know, I can make a few withdrawals without crashing my account if I got a really big bank account. Be a great listener, an empathetic listener. Did you know that most of the time when people are talking, the other person is thinking of what they are going to say next? And this is going to go into a little bit into like our behaviors that we're going to do in our third area on this. But some people are thinkers and they have to like think before they talk and they take a little more time. They're much more methodical, while others are quick and fast talkers. So when that methodical person is talking, relate this to your spouse, right? When that methodical person is talking and that fast talker, they can talk and they're thinking about the next thing. You know, they may not be listening thoroughly, and we all want to feel important. And when somebody listens to you, you know they care and you feel important to them. Are we making the people feel important that really are important to us? Be an empathetic listener. Listen with your heart. Put yourself in their shoes. You know, like when somebody, you know, slams their fingers in the door or something of the car, you know, we're all empathetic then. Like we understand, oh my gosh, they have smashed their fingers. But sometimes things are a little less than that and we're not empathetic as we can be. So on the third thing we're going to cover today, on the next recording, it takes us into part of the communication transformation system. And it is this understanding of behavior styles that will change all your relationships and how you look at them. And as we go through, I want you to think of places that you can apply them. We're going to learn really that people are hardwired by their behavior styles. And this feathers everything else. It feathers how they look at things, how they react. And I'm going to begin to teach you a little bit about that in the third area. Number 3, let's be real and honest. See you on the next recording.